proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and today I'd like to share with you a Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, Light for Israel. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The Jewish Feast of Sukkot, also known as the Feast of Tabernacles, began this past September 27th on Sunday night at sundown. It is an 8-day holiday, like Passover in the spring. However, there are no food prohibitions, like with Passover, where you have to take out the leaven. But Sukkot celebrates the harvest, and the spiritual lessons of Sukkot are timeless and speak greatly to my heart. There's been much talk about the lunar eclipse, or the blood moons, associated with Sukkot this year. Since the Hebrew calendar is a lunar calendar, and the first day of each month is the time of the new moon, and hence the 15th of any month is the full moon, most of the Moedim, and also other holidays added later, fall on the 14th or the 15th of the month, the full moon. The full moon that shines on Sukkot is what we call today the harvest moon. The light of the moon was very important. Since a lunar eclipse only occurs at a full moon, they often occur on Jewish holidays. This past lunar eclipse was the fourth and final of a tetrad of lunar eclipses called blood moons due to their copper color that have successively been on Passover of 2014 as well as Sukkot of that year, and then Passover 2015 as well as Sukkot just this last month. Now, the English word tabernacles is translated from the Hebrew word Sukkot, which is a plural for the word sukkah. A sukkah, or a booth, is a temporary dwelling or a tabernacle. Leviticus 23 verse 42 says, "Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt." The word booth in this verse is translated from the Hebrew word Sukkot. Now, let's look at the timeless messages of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. Why would God want the children of Israel, after they had entered the Promised Land and had built houses, to return once each year to live in a sukkah, like they lived during the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness? Remembering is such an important part of Jewish traditions. During the 40 years in the wilderness, the children of Israel had to totally depend on God. He fed them manna 2 times per day and gave them water to drink. He sustained them for 40 years. He knew that once they entered the land of Canaan and built houses and had crops, that they would perhaps forget that God truly gives us all things. Living in a sukkah each year would cause them to remember what it was like to depend on God for every single thing. The lesson of sukkah is very timely for everyone in this modern world, and its openness to the heavens is very important. During the years of the desert wanderings, God led Israel with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Living in a sukkah, with the top open to the heavens, they could always see God's glory and presence. Once the Israelites had houses in Canaan to live in, they would not see the heavens so much. Living in a sukkah each year forced them to once again to step outside of the confines of life that they had built in Canaan and to see heaven again. Although the cloudy pillar was gone, and the sight of the stars at night hopefully reminded them of the reality of the kingdom of heaven, in other words, God's plan for them. In our materialistic world, we forget that simplicity is a gift. We are constantly told that more is better, more money, more possessions, bigger houses, more things to be involved in. Eventually, our lives become fragmented and lose their ability to impact others. In the New Testament, the Lord Jesus taught much about simplicity and having a single focus on life. Maybe God is stripping down your life and removing excess, or maybe He is calling you to do it. Don't despair. Don't be afraid to take the necessary steps to simplify your life. He may be placing you into a spiritual sukkah of sorts so that you can get a fresh vision of the kingdom of heaven and God's plan for you. Again, this is our program today, a Hebrew nugget provided by Jackie Powell, as we study about the closeness to the heavens. And as we think about Sukkot and the Jewish holidays, just remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, especially in these days. And we pray that God's peace would be upon them, the peace that comes from knowing the Prince of Peace, Jesus the Messiah. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.